All 80s, all day from Town 102. Communication from Spandau Ballet. And last week I was lucky enough to meet up with Spandau Ballet's frontman, lead singer, Tony Hadley. And I started off by asking him what his favourite Spandau Ballet song was.
The favourite as a singer, I mean, you know, obviously Gold's great because it's the football song. It's great, you know, when you've got loads of people out there, everyone sings along. True's the kind of the love ballad, if you like. But my favourite is Through the Barricades. As a singer, it's got everything you want in a song. It's got the lovely sort of soft bits, and then it's got the crunching bit where the drums come in and it all kicks off. So that is my favourite Spandau song, definitely.
One of my karaoke classics is Lifeline. I love it. I love it.
Karaoke's really weird. We were only talking about this. We were talking about this with a couple of musician friends of mine. And we were saying I've done karaoke a few times. Normally when we're out in the Philippines or somewhere like that, because they love karaoke. And they go, Mr. Donny, sing True. And it's like, oh no, do I really have to sing one of my own songs? Do you know what's ironic?
What?
You end up looking at the screen, right? How many times have I sung True? Why am I looking at the screen when I'm doing karaoke on one of the most sung songs that I've ever done? It's like, it's just the most bizarre thing. It really is.
Don't worry.
I've always had a few when I've done karaoke. Normally I try and sing everybody else's song. I don't really want to sing my own.
I'm not going to say to you, Mr. Tony, please sing True. I won't do that to you today.
Mr. Tony.
Mama doesn't know where love is gone.
That really is a great song. I can see why it's one of your favourites, Tony. Through the Barricades, Spandau Ballet. Still with me is Tony Hadley, lead singer with Spandau Ballet. You know, back in the 80s, it must have been just a crazy time, you know, rubbing shoulders with the likes of your Culture Clubs and Duran Durans and bands like that. It must have been a bit mental, was it?
It was kind of mad. I mean, you know, in the early days with the first two albums, Journeys to Glory and Diamond, we were kind of more of a cult band, really, a kind of synthy, four on the floor, stroke funk band, I suppose. I mean, with True, that was the True, the album was what really sent it kind of, you know, into the stratosphere, and number one in 21 countries around the world. And then all of a sudden you're doing all these massive gigs, you're doing all these big kind of festival pop shows in Germany where, you know, you got the Frankie Boys there, the Duran is there. I mean, the atmosphere back then, I mean, I was talking about Live Aid earlier on today, and people say to me, oh, what's it like, you know, is it all kind of really stuck up backstage, you know, these things? And it's not. Musicians like to hang out with each other. We sort of gravitate towards each other. And, you know, when you're meeting David Bowie, there's Freddie Mercury and the Boys, there's Phil Collins and Paul McCartney. You know, I'm a 24-year-old kid doing Live Aid, and I'm going, wow, this is brilliant. And they're all such nice, lovely people, your heroes, which is really nice, actually, if you're a young artist. But even now, you know, when you meet people backstage at festivals, whether it be Scouting for Girls, whoever it might be, everyone, like, you just have a good time. Mm. It's good. It's good fun.
Did you get lots of female attention back then, Tony? You must have.
Yeah. I mean, we got the whole, we got the whole screen team thing. That was the, you know, it was like, I mean, especially, you know, between the rivalry between the Duran fans and Spandau fans, I mean, you know, there were mobs and mobs of screaming girls, and they were some of them quite vicious, actually. I mean, they held their territory, and they certainly held their own. But, I mean, you know, you'd walk down the street, you'd go and buy a pint of milk or whatever, and walk out the shop, and all of a sudden you get, you know, a bunch of screaming schoolgirls, and everyone would walk out their shops thinking, has someone been murdered?
No,
it's just Tony Hadley buying a pint of milk, you know.
Who considered themselves to be the super stud in the band then, would you say?
The super stud? Well, it certainly wasn't me, that's for sure. I'm not going to say. I suppose Steve and Martin were always the kind of glamour. They were like the RAF of the band, weren't they, really?
So that all ended, what year did Spandau Ballet break up now?
We did our final show in 1990, I think it was. Then 20 years not liking each other very much, and we found love again. And in fact, we've just we've got a documentary that's coming out on a general release in October, which coincidentally corresponds with this orchestral tour that I'm doing. And it's a good film. It's a really interesting film, actually. It's set against the backdrop of, you know, Britain in the 80s, yeah. Big political, economic sea change, Live Aid, Change the Face of Charity. And there's no talking heads in it. It's just us doing some dialogue. But it does tell the story, I suppose, set against the very interesting backdrop of, you know, we love each other. We really love each other. Oh, no, we're not sure we love each other. We hate each other. And then we discover love again and we're all buddy pals and it's good.
Well, you guys did get back together in 2009 for a tour, didn't you?
Yeah, no, we did. It was great. And I was just in Cannes, you know, as you do, you just pop along to Cannes, because they previewed the film over there. And I was with Steve Norman and Martin Kemp. The other two mob couldn't make it, but, yeah, it was great. We all get on terrifically fine and, it's all fine and dandy.
Any plans on, making any music again together in the future?
Yeah, I mean, there is talk. I mean, I'm chock-a-block now till the end of the year. I've got a new album coming out, the orchestral tour obviously, and festivals throughout the summer, but there is talk about, you know, possibly getting together for 2015. I mean, nothing's written in stone yet, nothing's organized, but there's certainly a good chance.
So you heard it here first. Spandau Ballet could be back together again next year. And you can catch Tony Hadley here in Ipswich at the Ipswich Regent on Tuesday the 7th of October. Thanks to Tony for chatting to me. He was brilliant. More 80s songs next here at Town 102. Town 102. That last thing we have.